OMB acting director will not say if Biden's budget will fund Wuhan Institute of Virology. By Wendell Hasebo on June 10, 2021. The Office of Management and Budget acting director would not say during a June 9 congressional hearing on Capitol Hill if President Joe Biden's budget will fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV, after the coronavirus cost America $13 trillion. Congressman, I started my career at National Institutes of Health. Shalonda Young responded to House Budget Committee Ranking Member Jason Smith, ARMO. I would never make that commitment as someone who believes we need to be led by science. And we certainly need to wait for that review before we jump to conclusions. Can you commit that American dollars will never be used to fund such research going forward from this budget? Smith asked and prefaced with highlighting Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails indicating a clear link between American taxpayer dollars and labs that outsource research outside of the United States. Young's inability to respond in certainty raises questions as to why Biden would continue to budget money to fund a lab that sits within a communist country with strong militarized control of science. The State Department's fact sheet on the origins of the virus says it has determined that the WIV has collaborated on publications and secret projects with China's military. The WIV has engaged in classified research, including laboratory animal experiments, on behalf of the Chinese military since at least 2017. Dr. Anthony Fauci's boss, Dr. Francis Collins, said on June 2 that the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funds world science projects because we're the National Institutes of Health. We're the largest supporter of medical health in the world. It would have been irresponsible for us to not to try to understand what else might be lurking out there, he continued. The NIH and its grant funding and the subcontract to the Wuhan Institute of Virology was permitted to do anything that would have created a virus that would have been increased in its transmissibility or virulence for humans. Meanwhile, on June 3, former President Donald Trump asserted that China should pay $10 trillion in reparations to the United States for coronavirus deaths and destruction. According to the Committee for Responsible Government, U.S. taxpayers have spent $13 trillion combating the flu from China. And as of early June, almost 600,000 American citizens have died from the Chinese coronavirus.